the hoodlums, the hooligans, will be coming running down the street with bats and clubs in their hands, looking for old Jews with beards on so they can suck them and mistreat them. And we had to, I remember very keenly how we had to hide our grandfather in the cellar to make sure that they won't see him and attack him. The whole country and the city went along with that sort of treatment. But we knew from our neighbors and friends and relatives, we weren't free to go to school. We weren't free to get the education that all the other Armenian children went to. When we came to this country, I was able to go to a public school and got the same treatment, the same service, the same summer school playgrounds and everything that everybody else did. And such thing is everlasting in my mind and memory.
And with wars and the things that we do to each other as people, there isn't much you can do except hope, and in your own little bailiwick, do the best with those around you. I always have the feeling that if you don't hate right where you are, that'll cut down the amount of hate in the world.
I'm very afraid of riding on the subways. I don't ride the subways unless it's an emergency. I take a bus, I'll take a cab, I'll walk. I'll go any way I can that will keep me out of the subway.
I know this is my only way of traveling. And I made up my mind that whatever happens, happens.
I like to take the subways. When I get into the subway, I know I can relax. I can look out of the window. I can listen to what other people say. I can read my newspaper. I can read a book.
Well, why I ride? Because there's no strain. I find the atmosphere very appeasing, and I can do a lot of things, you know. I don't mind traveling at all.
Mr. Berger, I would like to tell first our members that when I came to this country, I didn't speak one word English. And at this time, the New York Times was 3 cents. And I was reading your column in the very early beginning, I believe it was 39. And instinctively, I cut out your column because I realized someday it might be of some use to me.
I was one of 13 children. I went to the elementary schools in the city, and I got into high school, and then I went to work for the Morning World as a messenger boy. Now, you'd think as a messenger boy I'd get to know the city, but all I ever got to know of it was from the New York end of the Brooklyn Bridge to the Manhattan end, because I could walk pretty fast when I was 11, and I could save 3 cents by walking each way across the bridge. Came to the Times in 1928, 27, and I've been there ever since, except for 2 years out on the New Yorker magazine. That about wraps it up.
Well, I think New York is a tremendous place for resources, no matter what you want
to
do.
To me, it seems it's...
What is New York?
...process of becoming...
Ask 1,000 different people, you'll get 1,000 different answers.
New construction...
Listen.
...new entertainment.
I enjoy New York City. It offers so much.
Well, the city supplies me with a livelihood.
New York is the most fantastic city in the world.
I like New York because of the fascinating people that I meet.
Well, New York is a fine place to visit, but not to live in.
So what is New York? Who knows? All we know is that the best way to get there is by American Airlines. On American, you travel by Astrojet, the quietest four-engine jet in the sky. And you get to New York at nearly the speed of sound.
Others may praise what they like, but I, from the banks of the running Missouri, praise nothing in art or aught else till it has well inhaled the atmosphere of this river. Also the western prairie scent, and exudes it all again.
There was a child went forth every day, and the first object he looked upon, that object he became, and that object became part of him for the day, or a certain part of the day, or for many years, or stretching cycles of years.